Chapter 3, Eject. I started to remember my old friends that I used to hang out with. That's what I needed. I grabbed my coat and headed out the front door. I walked 4 blocks up and turned down a dark alley. I walked up to a door and looked up at the sign. Tiny's. As I entered the small, dark club, I could hear the sounds of a band playing Herbie Hancock's Dolphin Dance. The place had always been tiny, but it felt even smaller than I remembered. All of the faces looked familiar, but I felt like I was looking at them through a different set of eyes. There was Nico, the bartender, who smoked a cigar in one side of his mouth and chewed tobacco like it was bubblegum on the other side. He's been here forever. He was friendly to all the regulars, but we've all seen him kick tourists out. I made sure I never got on his bad side. Charlie was the bass player. He never said a word and never seemed to move from his little corner in the club. Rumor has it that he spent time in prison, but everybody was too afraid to ask. Finally, there was Tony, Too Loud Mason, the drummer. He had known Charlie for a long time and seemed to be keeping him out of trouble. Tony was very tall and skinny and was always laughing or making jokes. And of course, he always played too loud. But where was Jimmy, the leader of this illustrious band? You're mighty ambitious enough to come back here, especially after the way you left us to sell out and become a throwaway pop star, said a familiar voice behind me. I turned around, and there he was, Jimmy, the leader of the band. He had always told me stories about how he met and played with all the great jazz musicians that would come through town. Many offered him jobs, but he always turned them down, wanting to stay true to his Chicago roots. Jimmy brushed by me and joined the band on stage. I listened. They still sounded really good, but something was different, I thought. They had a piano player now. I looked over and could see the piano, but not the player. I walked closer to the stage and saw a young boy playing the piano. His feet barely reached the pedals, but it didn't seem to matter. His playing brought a new, spirited exuberance to the band, and the group sounded more alive. Jimmy and the rest of the band were sitting down, but looked ready to play another tune. I walked quickly up to the stage and asked quietly, "Hey, can I sing on the next tune?" "Fine, but if it ain't good, we're sending you back to L.A., Jimmy said, picking up his horn. "What do you got in mind?" "How about Misty?" I suggested. I counted it off and the band began to play. After the first verse, Jimmy began to look at me with a confused and annoyed face. He waved his hand in the air to cue the end of the song and took the horn out of his mouth. "What are you doing? You call that singing?" he exclaimed. "Whoa, I've heard less screeching out of drag races on a Saturday night," said Tony, shaking his head and covering his ears. "Crash," said Charlie. "What's wrong? I learned this new vocal technique when I was recording my CD with a famous producer in L.A. He had a huge studio and all this equipment, all so that I could sound better. It's supposed to make my singing more emotional," I responded. "Yeah, I'm about ready to cry right now," Tony said sarcastically. Jimmy looked agitated. "Do you see any computers or special equipment here? The most modern thing in this club is that refrigerator at the bar. We don't need any computers or... what's the thing I heard about? Auto-tune? We don't need any of that to make us sound good." He paused, catching his breath. "I listened to your record. It sounded like your voice, but the emotion was gone, and I could have been listening to Madame Goo Goo. Where's the soul?" Jimmy lamented, shaking his head. Jimmy continued. "Look at this little kid here. Have you met Leo? He's incredible, and he's 9. He plays because he loves it. He reminds me of you when you were his age." I was stunned. "So come back when you're ready to sing from your heart and not for some L.A. big shot," Jimmy said, turning his back on me. I walked out of the bar, feeling rejected and dejected.